The Step by E.F. Benson. John Cresswell was returning home one night from the Britannia Club at Alexandria, where, as was his custom three or four times in the week, he had dined very solidly and fluidly, and played bridge afterwards, as long as a table could be formed. It had been rather an expensive evening, for all his skill at cards had been unable to cope with such a continuous series of ill-favoured hands as had been his. But he had consoled himself with reasonable doses of whisky, and now he stepped homewards in very cheerful spirits, for his business affairs were going most prosperously, and a loss of 25 or 30 pounds tonight would be amply compensated for in the morning. Besides, his bridge account for the year showed a credit, which proved that cards were a very profitable pleasure. It was a hot night of October, and being a big, plethoric man, he strolled at a very leisurely pace across the square and up the long street, at the far end of which was his house. There were no taxis on the rank, or he would have taken one and saved himself this walk of nearly a mile. But he had no quarrel with that, for the night air with a breeze from the sea was refreshing, after so long a session in a smoke-laden atmosphere. Above, a moon near to its full cast a very clear white light on his road. There was a narrow strip of sharp-cut shadow beneath the houses on his right, but the rest of the street and the pavement on the left of it where he walked were in bright illumination. At first his way lay between rows of shops, European for the most part, with here and there a cafe where a few customers still lingered. Pleasant thoughts beguiled his progress. The Egyptian sugar crop, in which he was much interested, had turned out very well, and he saw a big profit on his options. Not less satisfactory were other businesses, in which he did not figure so openly. He lent money, for instance, on a large scale to the native population, and these operations extended far up the Nile. Only last week he had been at Luxor, where he had concluded a transaction of a very remunerative sort. He had made a loan some months ago to a small merchant there, and now the appropriate interest on this was in default. In consequence, the harvest of a very fruitful acreage of sugar-cane was his. A similar and even richer windfall had just come his way in Alexandria, for he had advanced money a year ago to a Levantine tobacco merchant on the security of his freehold store. This had brought him a very handsome interest. But a day or two ago the unfortunate fellow had failed, and Cresswell owned a most desirable freehold.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?